I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Citing new evidence that the Delta variant of the coronavirus could spread through rare breakthrough infections in vaccinated people, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Tuesday recommended increased public mask use in regions where the variant is spreading quickly and at schools. The new guidelines are aimed at everyone, regardless of whether they've been vaccinated, signaling a reversal by the CDC for the first time since recommendations were relaxed in May. In Texas, however, Republican state leaders held their ground against allowing local schools and governments to require masks, sticking with statewide bans on pandemic restrictions even as hospitalizations continue to rise and large cities and counties in the state have been elevating their health recommendations. On Tuesday, a prominent Texas teachers group called on Governor Greg Abbott to let districts impose campus mask mandates, with school set to begin in 2 weeks. The CDC now recommends that all students, teachers, and visitors wear masks in schools, and that vaccinated people start masking up again in indoor public spaces in areas with substantial and high transmission. Officials didn't say how they would define a high transmission area in terms of percentages or numbers. Texas, however, has seen sharp increases in hospitalization rates for COVID-19 patients across much of the state since early July, with the fastest increases being reported in East Texas, metro areas, and in some of the more rural counties between Austin and Dallas, according to the Texas Department of State Health Services. The new CDC guidelines are not mandates and don't carry the weight of law, and Texas is one of a handful of states that won't allow enforcement of such rules. Governor Greg Abbott on Tuesday ordered the National Guard to assist law enforcement in arresting migrants at the border who break state laws. The move is the latest in Abbott's efforts to control what he has declared a disaster in several border counties, which he says has been brought on by the Biden administration's lax immigration enforcement. Border authorities have stopped hundreds of thousands of migrants trying to cross into the United States through its southwestern border, including nearly 189,000 attempted crossings in June. Abbott has sent Department of Public Safety troopers to border towns experiencing an increase in migrant crossings and has pledged to deliver more help to local law enforcement agencies. In June, Abbott ordered DPS to start arresting migrants on state offenses and holding them in state jails. Arrests started last week, and as of Monday, 30 immigrants have been arrested and held at the Briscoe Unit in Dilley, a state prison that is being converted into a jail to hold arrested immigrants. The immigrants sent to Briscoe had all been arrested on suspicion of criminal trespass. Abbott has also pledged to build a state-funded border wall to slow migration through Texas's southern border. State Rep. Jake Elzey of Waxahachie beat fellow Republican Susan Wright, a longtime GOP activist, on Tuesday to succeed her late husband, U.S. Rep. Ron Wright, and pull off a major upset against a candidate backed by former President Donald Trump. Elzey declared victory in a speech shortly after 9 p.m. Susan Wright conceded shortly before 9:30 p.m. The special election runoff was to finish Ron Wright's term in the 6th Congressional District, a Republican-leaning district in North Texas. Ron Wright died earlier this year after contracting COVID-19. Susan Wright and Elzey came out on top of a May 1st special election that featured 21 other candidates. Trump endorsed Susan Wright in the final days before the May 1st election. He got more involved in the runoff, issuing 3 statements reiterating his endorsement, starring in a robocall for her, and headlining a telephone rally for her on Monday night. Elzey relied on support from former Governor Rick Perry and U.S. Representative Dan Crenshaw of Houston. Check for updates on any of these stories on our website, texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow the Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Ambassador Tony Garza. Mexico, more than just a neighbor. For timely cross-border insight, turn to former U.S. Ambassador Antonio Garza at tonygarza.com.